堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎大家参加会谈时间。在上次的会议里，咨询顾问 Tate 女士跟 Hyde 先生谈了她浏览英特网的收获。今天他俩再次会面，讨论电脑的内存、存储空间和速度等几方面的问题。电脑的内存或者记忆，英文就是 memory，M-E-M-O-R-Y，memory。电脑的存储空间或者存储器，英文是 storage，S-T-O-R-A-G-E， storage。好，我们赶紧去参加他们的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题：为什么设计人员需要大量的电脑内存？
Research on the net, I learned one thing.
What's that?
You can never have enough memory.
That works for both people and computers.
Design software takes a lot of computer memory.
Most computer applications take enormous amounts.
But especially design software. Graphics files are huge.
So you'll need a lot of memory.
Hyde 先生开门见山，告诉咨询顾问他在网上进行研究时候的主要发现。我们再听一遍。
In my research on the net, I learned one thing.
What's that?
他说他懂得了 one thing, 但是这里的 one thing 其实并不真是一件事情。他通过研究可能了解了不少事儿，但他说 one thing 是指一件最重要的事儿。我们再听听那是什么。
You can never have enough memory.
他的发现是电脑内存容量永远也不会嫌多，多多益善。因为电脑内存很重要，内存容量越大，这台电脑就能被更广泛的应用于各项工作，而且工作速度更快，效率更高。 Hyde 先生在这儿说 you， 但是他不是在指他的说话对象 Tate 女士，而是泛指任何人，可以用 one 来代替这个 you。 我们再听几个例子。
You can never have enough memory.
When you're your own boss, you can never be laid off.
You need to invest in computers.
Technology changes rapidly and you have to change with it.
Hyde 先生在这儿用 never 这个词是为了加强语气，他的意思是电脑内存量无论多大总是有用，多多益善。我们再听几句用 never 加强语气的话。
You can never have enough downtime.
You can never have enough clients.
You can never have enough peripherals.
我们回到他俩刚才的谈话中来，我们再听听咨询顾问对 Hyde 先生的发现有什么感想。
That works for both people and computers.
Hyde 先生说，电脑的内存量越大越好。而咨询顾问表示，不仅电脑如此，人也一样，能记住的事儿越多越好。当然，他这是句半开玩笑半认真的话。而 work for 在这儿的意思是确实如此或者适用于。我们也可以用 go for 来表示这个意思。例如，咨询顾问可以这样说
：That goes for people and computers。
听来 ，Hyde 先生没有心思体会其中的幽默。他还是把话引向正题，电脑内存。我们再听听他的话。
Design software takes a lot of computer memory.
在这句话里 ,takes, 意思是需要。咨询顾问补充说，电脑应用程序也需要大量的电脑内存。这里 应用程序，英文是 application， A P P L I C A T I O N， application。 他再次用 take 表示需要。
Most computer applications take enormous amounts of memory.
But especially design software. Graphics files are huge.
So you'll need a lot of memory.
Hyde 先生听了咨询顾问的话，再次强调设计软件需要的内存量特别大。他通过两个词来突出这一点，句首的 but， 让设计软件跟其他方面的电脑应用程序形成对比，还有 especially。这个词也强调了设计软件需要的电脑内存量特别大。他的话使咨询顾问明了 Hyde 先生作为设计人确实需要大量的电脑内存。让我们再听一次他俩的这段对话，边听边试着回答这个问题。 Why do designers need a lot of computer memory?
In my research on the net, I learned one thing.
What's that?
You can never have enough memory.
That works for both people and computers.
Design software takes a lot of computer memory.
Most computer applications take enormous amounts.
But especially design software. Graphics files are huge.
So you'll need a lot of memory.
现在请大家根据刚才听到的对话回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
Why do designers need a lot of computer memory?
Design software takes a lot of memory.
Hyde 先生说，他的电脑上需要存储空间，用来留存备用文档。备用文档的英文是 backup file. Backup 在这儿是形容词，解释备用的。它的拼法是 B-A-C-K-U-P backup， file 拼法是 F-I-L-E file。 人们常用 disk， 也就是磁盘，来储存备用文档。 disk 拼法是 D-I-S-K， 电脑时而会宕机或者是死机，用英文来说就是 crashC-R-A-S-H crash。 Hyde 先生曾经由于电脑 crash 而失去了储存的电脑文档，他可不想再犯同样的错误。好，我们继续听他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，备用文档为什么重要？
And storage. I need a lot of disk space to store these files.
And to back them up.
Right. If the computer crashes, I don't want to lose my work.
So you'll need a lot of storage on your computer.
And some backup storage devices.
Sure. You have to back up copies of your files.
Once my computer crashed and I lost all my work, I had no backup copies.
No backup copies, huh? You only do that once.
Hyde 先生除了需要大量的电脑内存之外，还需要大量的电脑存储空间，也就是磁盘存储空间。我们再听一次他和咨询顾问的对答。
And storage. I need a lot of disk space to store these files.
And to back them up.
Hyde 先生在话头上用 and 来承上启下。他肯定了咨询顾问前面说他需要大量电脑内存的评论，同时在补充说明他还需要电脑存储空间。这里的 backup 是动词短语，用在电脑方面 backup a file 特指复制一份文档备用。我们再听一次。
And storage. I need a lot of disk space to store these files.
And to back them up.
Right.If the computer crashes, I don't want to lose my work.
Hyde 先生借口把咨询顾问话里的含义具体化了。他说他不愿意由于电脑宕机而失去已经做好的工作。他用了由 if 起头的条件从句。我们再听一次。
If the computer crashes, I don't want to lose my work.
咨询顾问同意 Hyde 先生确实需要电脑存储空间。Hyde 先生的反应是什么呢？
And some backup storage devices.
Hyde 先生又一次用 and 来开头，也是起了承上启下的作用。如果我们把他俩的完整意思说出来，那就是这样。
So you'll need a lot of storage on your computer.
Yes, I'll need storage and I'll need some backup storage devices.
我们再听听咨询顾问是不是同意 Hyde 先生的补充。
Sure, you have to back up copies of your files.
咨询顾问用 sure 表示同意。Hyde 先生接着说了他的亲身经历，我们再听一次。
Once my computer crashed and I lost all my work. I had no backup copies.
No backup copies, eh? You only do that once.
原来 Hyde 先生正是因为没留备用文档而吃过亏。咨询顾问在句尾加上感叹词 A， 把这个陈述句变成了问句，但是从他的措辞和语调听来，他并不期待回答。实际上他在表示自己十分理解并且同情他的处境。我们再听一遍他的反应。
No backup copies, eh? You only do that once.
他这儿用的 you 也是泛指，他的意思是任何人尝过一次电脑故障丢失档案的滋味以后，就再也不会犯同样的错误了，从此一定会留备用档案。现在我们再听一次他俩的这段话，边听边试着回答这个问题。 Why are backup files important?
And storageI need a lot of disk space to store these files.
And to back them up.
Right. If the computer crashes, I don't want to lose my work.
So you'll need a lot of storage on your computer.
And some backup storage devices.
Sure. You have to back up copies of your files.
Once my computer crashed and I lost all my work, I had no backup copies.
No backup copies, huh? You only do that once.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
Why are backup copies important?
In case you lose your files.
Hyde 先生可以利用共享软件的功能来留备用文档。共享软件或者共同软件的英文是 shareware，S-H-A-R-E-W-A-R-E, shareware. 所以 Hyde 先生将要查看一系列的共享软件连接，也就是 shareware link. 他可能还会参考共享软件上的网络论坛。网络论坛的英文是 newsgroup. 好，让我们继续听他俩的讨论，请边听边思考这个问题。Hyde 先生找寻什么东西来为文档做备件。
Isn't there shareware available to help you back up files?
Sure. You can pull an application down from a shareware site.
I think my browser has a list of shareware links.
It must. Point your browser to one of those links.
What about newsgroups on shareware?
There must be newsgroups on shareware.
There are newsgroups on everything.
Cover all bases. Look in every corner of the net.
Hyde 先生问咨询顾问有没有能用来为他的文档做备件的共享软件。我们再听一次他俩的一问一答。
Isn't there shareware available to help you back up files?
Sure. You can pull an application down from a shareware site.
Hyde 先生其实并不是在提出疑问，他想必共享软件是有这样的功能的，而事实也确实如此。Hyde 先生也用了泛指的 you， 意思是任何人，他这指的当然是他自己。咨询顾问做了肯定的回答，并且建议他可以借助于共享软件网址。他用了动词短语 pull down。 pull down 在电脑网络方面的特定意义是 download 也就是下载。application 这个词用在电脑方面，是指为某种目的编制的电脑程序，而他俩在这儿谈到的 applications 就是能用来留备用文档的程序。我们再听一遍他俩的问答，特别注意里面的生词和短语。
Isn't there shareware available to help you back up files?
Sure. You can pull an application down from a shareware site.
共享软件网址是英特网上提供可用软件的网址。但是如果你确实得利用共享软件网址，就得付费，从共享软件网址上下载你需要的程序。所以咨询顾问的建议是，海德先生从英特网的共享软件网址上下载用来留备用文档的软件。那么具体步骤是什么呢？我们接着听他们的讨论。
I think my browser has a list of shareware links.
这儿又有个生词 browser, B-R-O-W-S-E-R, browser. Browser 是浏览器，就是用来浏览网络的程序。Hyde 先生希望应用浏览器找到他需要的共享软件连接。咨询顾问也认为 Hyde 先生的浏览器必定有一系列的共享软件连接，他建议指向其中的一个连接，找到他所需要的程序。他这样说
It must. Point your browser to one of those links.
他说 Point your browser to one of those links. 意思是把浏览器指向连接中的一个，这句话是祈使句的形式，但是实际上它不是在命令 Hyde 先生这样做，而是强调这是轻而易举的事儿。他们接着谈到了 newsgroups 网络论坛，我们再听一次。
What about newsgroups on shareware?
There must be newsgroups on shareware.
咨询顾问推测在共享软件上一定有网络论坛，他用 there must be 来引出自己的推断。人们常用 there must be 来说出自己的推断推测。我们再听几个例子。
There must be news groups on shareware. There must be news groups on graphic design.
There must be news groups on computer hardware.
There must be news groups on design software.
There must be news groups on storage devices.
好，我们来练习用这样的句型表示推断。假定你正在和朋友谈电脑，你的朋友说起对某些专题感兴趣，请你告诉朋友你认为一定有关于这些专题的网络论坛。先听例子。
I want to know more about graphic design.
There must be news groups on graphic design.
现在请大家一起来练，听了你朋友的话以后，请立刻告诉他你认为一定有关于这个专题的网络论坛，然后听听我们的答案作为参考。
I want to know more about computer hardware.
There must be news groups on computer hardware.
I want to know more about design software.
There must be news groups on design software.
I want to know more about storage devices.
There must be news groups on storage devices.
What about news groups on shareware?
There must be news groups on shareware.
我们再回到他俩的讨论中来。Hyde 先生同意咨询顾问关于共享软件上有网络论坛的推测。其实网络论坛的范围很广，几乎涉及一切专题。我们再听一次咨询顾问还提出什么建议。
There are news groups on everything.
Cover all bases. Look in every corner of the net.
咨询顾问建议 Hyde 先生该尽可能仔细地查看共享软件。Cover all bases 原来是体育用语，来自棒球运动，意思是留意守卫各垒。 Cover all bases 沿用到日常生活中的意思是面面俱到。我们再听一次咨询顾问的话。
Cover all bases. Look in every corner of the net.
Look in every corner 实在是反复强调了 cover all bases 这句话的意思，就是 毫无疏漏地查看各个网址。Look in every corner 可以从字面意思来理解，就是找遍所有的地方，一处不漏。但是这儿的意思是万分仔细地在因特网上查找所需资料。既然什么专题都有网络论坛，不知听众朋友的浏览器指向什么论坛了呢？好，让我们再听一遍这段谈话，并且试着回答下面的问题。What is Mr. Hyde looking for to help him back up files?
Isn't there shareware available to help you back up files?
Sure. You can pull an application down from a shareware site.
I think my browser has a list of shareware links.
It must. Point your browser to one of those links.
What about newsgroups on shareware?
There must be newsgroups on shareware.
There are newsgroups on everything.
Cover all bases. Look in every corner of the net.
现在请大家根据刚才听到的内容简单地回答下面的问题，然后对照一下我们提供的答案。
What is Mr. Hyde looking for to help him back up files?
Shareware.
接下来请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的讨论，希望这一次您能完全理解他们的谈话了。
In my research on the net, I learned one thing.
What's that?
You can never have enough memory.
That works for both people and computers.
Design software takes a lot of computer memory.
Most computer applications take enormous amounts.
But especially design software.Graphics files are huge.
So you'll need a lot of memory.
And storage. I need a lot of disk space to store these files.
And to back them up.
Right. If the computer crashes, I don't want to lose my work.
So you'll need a lot of storage on your computer.
And some backup storage devices.
Sure. You have to back up copies of your files.
Once my computer crashed and I lost all my work.I had no backup copies.
No backup copies, huh? You only do that once.
Isn't there shareware available to help you back up files?
Sure. You can pull an application down from a shareware site.
I think my browser has a list of shareware links.
It must. Point your browser to one of those links.
What about newsgroups on shareware?
There must be newsgroups on shareware.
There are newsgroups on everything.
Cover all bases. Look in every corner of the net.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天聊天时间的话题是告诉别人你不能或者不愿意帮助他们。前两次我们学了怎么样要求别人帮忙和怎么样表示同意帮忙。今天我们却要学说怎么样拒绝帮助别人了。先听个简单的例子。
Can you help me?
Sorry.
可以有好多表示拒绝的简短方式。
Sorry.
No.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, no.
表示拒绝的语句越短就越显得不客气，但是转换一下语调，这能表示你实在是心有余而力不足，迫于无奈而爱莫能助。听两个例子。
Sorry.
Unfortunately.
我们还可以用不太客气的方式表示拒绝，但是这样的词句只是用在家人、老朋友或者非常熟悉的同事之间。我们来听听。
No way.
Not a chance.
这是一些不太礼貌的说法，我们再来学怎么样以比较文明礼貌的方式来拒绝帮忙。
Could you help me?
I'd like to, but I can't.
再听几个比较客气的拒绝方式。
I'd like to, but I can't.
I'm very sorry, but I can't.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great. Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加 Hyde 先生和咨询顾问的下次会谈。他俩要讨论怎么样安排扩展业务所需要的人力。我是伟伟节目的主持人。 这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，严华编辑，微微改编，博明导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。